From NPR News, it's Day to Day. There's some hope for the growing number of Americans who can't afford to pay their mortgages. A few of the country's biggest banks and several members of Congress want to throw borrowers a lifeline. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us with more. Bob, how many Americans are facing the loss of their homes, and how much money might it take to avoid these foreclosures?
Well, Alex, according to figures compiled by the Center for Responsible Lending, close to 2.5 million people are at risk here, either because they can't pay the mortgage or they can't find cheaper refinancing and their payments are about to go up. And New York Senator Charles Schumer's estimate was close to that at a news conference yesterday. He said this year and next, close to 2 million mortgages are going to be shooting up from their low introductory rates. They call these teaser rates. The head of a consumer advocacy group called NACA, the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, just announced that it's arranged a $1 billion pledge to help from a couple of the nation's biggest banks.
NACA is here to say that there is hope if you are about to lose your home.
Bruce Marks is the chief executive of NACA. He was announcing that Citigroup and Bank of America are providing this $1 billion, and that should help about 7,000 to 10,000 homeowners. The group says that they are victims of abusive lending practices and that these banks are going to help the homeowners refinance to fixed-rate mortgages that would have rates that would be about a percentage point below the prevailing market rate. Now, obviously, 7,000 to 10,000 doesn't come close to the 2.5 million we mentioned earlier, but the group says this is a start at least.
And what about Congress? What role will Congress play in heading off these foreclosures?
Well, I mentioned Senator Schumer earlier. He held a news conference yesterday and called for a commitment of hundreds of millions of dollars in federal money to help borrowers refinance. His plan would either subsidize monthly payments or help those borrowers spread out their payments. That plan, by the way, drew immediate opposition from the White House. A spokesman for President Bush said that the administration has enormous sympathy for Americans who are having these troubles, but he argued that this would just encourage risky behavior because it would amount to an insurance policy for the private financial decisions of individuals. And the White House says that there really has to be some sort of responsibility when you make decisions on taking on debt.
And Bob, quickly, how are they going to figure out who exactly qualifies for these bailouts?
Yeah, the Democrats say that they're still putting together the details of their plan, but Bruce Marks, who we heard from earlier, he's the head of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation, says the $1 billion in aid it's going to be handing out will be aimed at the victims of predatory lending practices. And he says his group defines predatory as any loan with an artificially low teaser rate. By the way, NACA is based in Boston. Its website is NACA.com.
Thanks so much, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.